Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, there have been two charges from your company to my debit card, and we couldn't identify it. We're trying to find out what it is that's being charged for.
All right. Let me take a look into that. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
77079.
And what is that first and last name?
Alexis Munich. It's spelled A-L-E-X-I-S. Last name is M-U-E-N-C-H.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
15195 Kimberly Court, Houston, Texas. 77079.
Okay, let's see. So what I see here, you ordered our Keto Ascend back on March the 7th for the shipping and handling charges of $6.70. So what it
what
looks
was
like
it was
is
ordered?
The Keto Ascend, it's a dietary supplement.
No,
there was nothing. This was not ordered. You're showing
okay,
that
so,
it was shipping to the.
So the address that I see that it was shipped to is 15195 Kimberly Court, Houston, Texas.
That doesn't make for the $92.
So, okay, the first charge is a shipping charge and the other is for a product?
Yes.
Okay, we'll check back with the bank. We don't recognize anything about this. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's nothing that we would have ordered. So
oh, that's fine.
Will,
I can send you to my fraud department as well, and my fraud department can help you get refund for both charges if you because you said you don't recall ordering either one of them.
Do you recall anything about this, Alexis? Would Muhammad have ordered anything?
No,
this just I don't know. This is not right.
Okay, just to make sure, there's nobody in your household who could have ordered this product either, right?
No, she said no. I'm actually it's my daughter's account. I'm just asking her, and she said no. And she, believe me, she would not be taking a dietary supplement. So,
all right. So I do want to let you know that we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So I just want to double check that you don't recall authorizing the charge of $6.70.
It's the $92 that we're calling about. There was a, did you show a 92 something dollar charge?
Yes, I see that, but that is also associated to that $6.70, which is why I was asking.
Yeah, we didn't
does anybody remember making that charge?
We called the bank, and they were the ones that gave us your phone number to call you to find out what's going on.
Okay. So, you like you said, you don't recall making the $6.70 or the $92.90. So, I can get you sent
That's
to my
correct.
Fraud department. And they can assist you with these charges. More than likely, you'll be getting them back.
Okay,
so, yeah,
I
do want to let you know that we take credit card frauds very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone that make these charges, okay?
All right, thank you.
No problem. Give me one moment.
If it shows up, do you ship it back? I don't understand how that could have got your debit card and your shipping address without someone giving it to them.
I just don't understand. Okay.
It's a.
I don't understand.
Were you trying to. It's anything to do with that supplement, like losing weight or anything. Is there any chance you would have order
some. I will not buy a dietary supplement that's $92. That's for $100. Both of those charges are like $100. I will never buy a dietary supplement that's for that amount.
And you didn't do any of it.
Almost finished. All righty. So I got everything canceled for you, and I'm going to also send you to my fraud department. You can explain your situation with them as well, and they can help you, and they will try to help you with the best of their abilities, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You're the baby in the background?
Yeah.
Well, he's
9 months.
Home. Hello?
Oh, I'll say, yeah, he's 9 months.
He's tired and talking in the background. Cute.
Yeah, he likes to talk to the TV. He's currently watching SpongeBob.
Oh, he's fun age.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service, and I will be sending you to my fraud department right now.
Thank you.